Dennis Fritz was locked in his cell for the 4:15 p.m. count. He heard the familiar voice of a prisoner counselor in the hall, beyond his metal door. The voice yelled, "Hey, Fritz! You're a free man!" Then something about DNA! Dennis couldn't get out of his cell, and the counselor disappeared. His cellmate heard it too, and they spent the rest of the night talking about what it meant. It was too late to call New York. Dennis suffered through the night, slept little, and tried unsuccessfully to throttle his excitement. When he reached the Innocence Project early the next morning, the news was confirmed. DNA testing had excluded Dennis and Ron from the semen found at the crime scene. Dennis was euphoric. Almost 12 years after he was arrested, the truth was finally known. The proof was ironclad and irrefutable. He would be vindicated and exonerated and set free. He called his mother, and she was overcome with emotion. He called his daughter, Elizabeth, now 25 years old, and they celebrated. They had not seen each other in 12 years, and they talked about how sweet the reunion would be. To safeguard the crime scene hair and also the samples given by Fritz and Williamson, Mark Barrett arranged for an expert to examine the hair and to microscopically photograph it with an infrared camera. Less than 3 weeks after the hearing on the motion to dismiss, LabCorp completed the first stage testing and sent back an inconclusive report. Mark Barrett and Sarah Bunnell drove to Ada for a meeting in the chambers of the judge. Tom Landreth was anxious to get the answers that only DNA could provide. Because of the complexities of DNA testing, various labs were being used to test different hairs, and because of the distrust between the prosecution and the defense, different labs were necessary. A total of 5 labs were eventually involved in the case. The lawyers discussed this with Judge Landreth, and again he pressed them to do it as fast as possible. After the hearing, Mark and Sarah walked downstairs in the courthouse to Bill Peterson's office. In correspondence and in hearings, he was growing increasingly hostile. Perhaps they could thaw things a bit with a friendly visit. Instead, they heard a tirade. Peterson was still convinced Ron Williamson had raped and murdered Debbie Carter, and his evidence had not changed. Forget the DNA. Forget the experts from the OSBI. Williamson was a bad guy who'd raped women in Tulsa and hung out in bars and roamed the streets with his guitar and lived close to Debbie Carter. Peterson vehemently believed that Gary Allen, Fritz's neighbor, had actually seen Ron Williamson and Dennis Fritz in the yard the night of the murder washing off blood with a water hose while laughing and cursing. They had to be guilty. Peterson ranted on and on, working harder to reassure himself than to convince Mark and Sarah. They were dumbfounded. The man was thoroughly incapable of admitting a mistake or grasping the reality of the situation.